Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book, as well as his new book, The eBay Marketing Guide. He's also, the eBay Marketing Bible. Pardon me, Cliff. I didn't mean to downgrade your, it's not the guide, folks, it's the Bible of eBay
marketing. We thought about calling it scripture, but some people had problems with that, so we, you know, our PR guys had some issues with
there
that.
There you go. Cliff Inico.
I'm actually thinking about my next book now is probably going to be the crowdfunding Bible, which
right.
is going to be.
I think you should write that one. In the previous,
you know, you're going to see a ton of books on this.
There's 301, section 301, or section 302. 301 is what you talked about earlier about the.
So the section 201. Section 201 is what we talked about before with the accredited investors.
Accredited investors. 301 is the crowdsourcing.
It's the crowdfunding stuff.
And crowdfunding, and that's the one we're talking about right now, folks. And,
right.
you know, if you, Cliff, let me ask you a question. If you are a small business that wants to go public in the next 5 to even 10 years, then maybe this is a world that you're prepared to get into, where you have investors, you have to deal with all the financial regulations, all the reporting, all the keeping up with all that. You might as well cut your teeth on it right now. Maybe that's the right thing for you. If you're like most small businesses, meaning that, yeah, you want to grow, but you always want to own the company, you always want to control it, maybe you even want to pass it on to your family, do you really want to bring in people to be investors that you don't know, and that you're going to have to... You're going to have to disclose all of your financial information. The investor might be somebody who's a straw man for one of your competitors who now has access to all your corporate information. Cliff, I don't think that's the case.
It's worse than that, Jim. The way the Act works, the way the Job Act works, if you do a crowdfunding offering through one of these registered portals, you have to file an issuer statement with the SEC, which is kind of like a Regulation A prospectus. It's like a short-form prospectus. Mm-hmm. And you got to file annual reports with the SEC.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're halfway public as it is if you do the crowdfunding stuff, because they feel this dot paperwork is necessary to, quote-unquote, protect the investors. But I agree with you. You got enough of a hassle to run a small business as it is. Do you really want the additional hassle of dealing with 50, 60 crazy individual investors that you really don't know and who may have very unusual agendas? Their agenda may not just be economic, you know,
right.
looking for profit. They may want you to hire their idiot cousin college graduate kid for a summer internship or something like
or
that.
Or they may have, you know, remember this, folks, just because you want to keep your business private always, that might not be what their plan is. Their plan is, wait a minute, I thought I was investing in you because you're going public.
That's right.
They're going to be looking for an exit strategy, and they're investing in a privately held company. There's no aftermarket for those shares.
Well, okay.
Right?
The answer is there may be. We all know that with Facebook recently, there's been a lot of secondary market activity. We call these things Rule 144 sales. And they're legal, although pretty risky. But there could be an aftermarket for some of these people. But the big thing is, though, crowdfunding, you're going to have all the hassles of a public company without the benefits of
right.
being a public
right.
company, I think is the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a big thing, Jim. You're going to be seeing a lot. There already are a couple of websites. They're mostly overseas websites that do this sort of thing. There's one called crowdfunder.com. There's one called wefunder.com. And you know these people are already working on their registration paperwork to get registered
in the
U.S.
I fear, Cliff, that this crowdfunding thing is going to wind up being a nightmare.
I think it will be if it's let's put it this way. We have to see the regulations. The SEC has, I think it's 9 months, 270 days to come up with the regulations for these portals and what they're going to have to do.
Now, the SEC, they're the same people who visited Madoff 8 times and didn't uncover his thing, right? That's the same group.
You see, I think what the SEC's attitude here is we're not going to regulate the issuers. What we're going to do is we're going to regulate the portals. That's what we're going to do. And I'm suspecting that there's going to be a lot of the same stuff that the broker-dealers have to go through when they register with the SEC. As long as we control the portals, the gatekeepers, we'll be able to keep some kind of control on this crowdfunding thing so it doesn't get out of hand. I think that's the mentality at the SEC right
now. You know, Cliff, my last thought on this is there's a reason it's difficult to capitalize a small business. It's supposed to be difficult. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It really isn't for everybody, and it's not good for the investors.
And crowdfunding,
you're playing Vegas.
Crowdfunding is not going to be for everybody. I'm going to say crowdfunding is going to be a good for no more than 5% of the people out there who think it might be good for them.
I think that's a fair bet.
Yeah. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us
a
website.
Always a pleasure,
website,
man.
Website quickly.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Check it out, folks. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.